Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Barbara Gill runs Barbara Gill Marketing, a marketing company that works mainly with businesses in the creative sector. She's also one third of the team that runs The Hook, a network for creatives based in Colchester. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, Barbara.
Thanks, Liz. Nice to be here.
Now, you're a marketing and business strategy expert. Has your whole career been in the marketing space?
Well, so I actually started work straight after my A-levels and I took a job as a temp receptionist in an architectural practice.
Yeah.
And after 2 weeks, they said, actually, Barbara, we'd really like you to stay. And I just got stuck in. I was helping at the time, the marketing manager, who just really needed some support. And I just loved the creativity of putting events together and putting bids and proposals together. And after a while, I just got more and more involved in the marketing of the practice. So I, after a couple of months, they said, actually, we need to lose you on the desk. And I became their full-time marketing assistant. And so I fell into marketing quite by chance, really. I knew when I finished my A-levels that I didn't want to go to university straight away and really wanted to get a job. And lucky for me, the architectural practice that I joined was really going places and taking me with them. So I spent 13 years there, and at the end of my time with them, I was running their team of five in the marketing. So we were looking after all the marketing and business development. So all the kind of overarching marketing activity, plus all the bids, submissions, tenders, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So, and I also studied for a business management with marketing degree whilst I was at the architectural practice, because I knew I kind of needed that foundation and that kind of academic stamp of approval really to kind of move forward. So I did fall into marketing quite by chance, and it's got hold of me.
And so where did you go from there?
So I was actually headhunted from the architectural practice, and I worked for a property firm for a year, and then I moved to another property firm, JLL, where I looked after their retail division. So all of their marketing and business development for the retail for JLL. So that was actually a maternity cover position. And whilst I was there, I actually got pregnant myself. So when the mat cover gets pregnant and needs mat cover. But they were amazing, and they were such a brilliant firm to work for. So I left there, and then I did have a short career break when I had my children. And then in January 2020, my youngest was starting nursery, and I thought, right, I need to do something. And I'd always joked about Barbara Gill Marketing as a kind of a thing. And so I thought, right, my youngest is in nursery a couple of days a week. It's time to get started. So, my intention, you know, looking back, my intention was to go knocking on doors and speaking to local businesses and say, I can help. But we both know what happened. So the first year of my business, I didn't do a huge amount. I kind of got to grips with how to market a business online, which was something that was quite different to how I'd worked previously in-house, and really got to know how to run a business, really. So, so since then, I've been helping businesses all around the UK with mainly their marketing strategy. And in the last year, I've been really helping businesses get set up with email marketing.
Yeah.
And that's a real passion of mine.
So looking back, obviously, you didn't know what was going to happen in 2020 when you decided to become self-employed. Looking back with hindsight, would you start a business again at that time?
Probably not. But it's so hard. Nobody's ever asked me that, actually. I think the first year, I did learn a lot, and I really immersed myself in social media and Instagram and really getting to know how to use that, which has stood me in really good stead now with both of my businesses.
Yeah, yeah. So Barbara Gill Marketing then, what do you do for your clients?
So I help clients with their marketing strategy. So very often businesses I work with, they know where they want to get to with their business. They have their core objectives, but they just don't really know how to get there. They're relying on doing things the same way, but actually having a strategic plan, a route to get there, is often missing.
Yeah.
And it's because they don't have a marketing team in-house. So that's really what I provide. It's kind of the exterior marketing team that you can tap into as and when needed. So I can create 12-month marketing strategies, and then they go and execute them. There might be that they're launching something new and they want a whole campaign built around that, and I would kind of outline that plan. I can also work on a retained basis where I will help them execute the plan. So it's really flexible in terms of what they need, really. And then I also help, as I mentioned, with email marketing. So I think a lot of businesses are using social media, they're doing networking, but it's kind of how they back all of that up with data that they own. And I see so many businesses on Instagram that lose access to their communities, and it's heartbreaking. So I have done some training with MailerLite, and I am now offering MailerLite setup so that business can actually get started with email marketing. And while they're growing their Instagram community, they can also build an email list that they own.
Yes. Yeah, very important. Yeah. So who are your clients? Are they from a particular sector of industry?
So I love working with creative businesses. My background is working with architects, with artists, with photographers. I love working with businesses in the wedding industry. I don't have a very specific niche that I work with. I don't tend to work with e-com brands.
Yeah.
So anybody who's not selling a lot volume through the internet, I would look after. It's mainly service-based businesses.
Yeah. And what sort of size of businesses are we talking about?
So they are small businesses. I think the largest has been up to about 10 to 15 employees. But I would also be open to working with larger businesses who needed some support from their strategy or a specific project to do with email marketing setup. So I like helping all businesses.
Yeah. And so what sort of difference do you make for your clients? What sort of feedback are you getting from them?
Just the main thing is clarity. So having a marketing strategy, having a marketing plan, and actually knowing every month what they need to do to move their business forward, which then obviously impacts their bottom line, their sales. It's that empowerment, I think, that's really important to me. And, you know, when I'm doing the one-to-one sessions, it's understanding that they're now able to move forward. And, you know, if something's holding you back, if you're not sure how to tackle it, it can be really demoralizing and yeah. it can bring you down.
Yeah.
And just spending a couple of hours with me to just kind of get clarity on what you're up to just means that they can move forward. So yeah. that's kind of the biggest impact I think I have. And then from the email marketing side, just knowing that if you're creating a community on Instagram, that if the Instagram gremlins came and took that away, that they actually have that reassurance of an email list behind them. So that's kind of how I really have an impact on my clients.
Yeah. So has networking always been important to you? Was it something that you did on behalf of your employers previously?
So in terms of events, I would generally be the person organising the events. Mm. So I would be representing the businesses I worked for, but more from event planning side of things.
Yeah.
And I really shied away from networking when I was in-house. I think also I worked in construction and property, which were very kind of male-dominated yeah. industries. And I felt quite were different, you know, and I felt like I did stand out, and
yeah.
maybe I was much more comfortable standing on the sidelines. So when I worked in house, I would go to events. I'm thinking of a couple of examples where I did actually go to purely networking events and felt really uncomfortable and probably left quite shortly after arriving. So it hasn't been a natural thing for me. But then when I set up my business and I really knew that networking would be really impactful,
mm-hmm.
and it is so impactful, I have last year actually was one of my objectives, my business objectives, was to do more marketing,
yeah.
To do more networking.
Yeah.
And I did at least a marketing, a networking event a month.
Yes.
The year before that in 2022, I was looking at different events and didn't feel like any particular events really sat with me.
Mm.
I'm quite a creative person. Mm. And lots of the networking that was around didn't feel quite right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important thing when you're networking is finding, you know, stretching yourself somewhat so that you are pushing yourself, pushing your business forward, but also finding like-minded people.
Yes.
So it's beneficial. I think I mentioned that I actually have two businesses. Mm. So Barbara Gill Marketing looks after marketing strategy and email marketing. I also co-run an agency who look after, we provide workshops and networking events. So we set up the business. It actually started as a one-off social media workshop.
Yeah.
And one of the founders, she is a graphic designer. She was handing over these beautiful templates to businesses and they didn't really know what they were doing.
Mm.
So she asked me to come and do a marketing session for 20 minutes as part of this full day workshop.
Yeah.
And we ran three of those workshops in the first year. And then in 2023, we decided to go all in to bring together our expertise as an agency to run workshops in person and online,
mm-hmm.
And also to host networking for people like us, and yeah, people who don't really feel comfortable in traditional networking events.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I think very often you think of networking and it's kind of grey suits and, you know, it can feel quite intimidating. And in Colchester, where I live, there's a huge amount of artists and a mass of creative industries and creative businesses. And so that's what we're catering for, really.
Yeah. So this business is called The Hook, isn't it? Why The Hook?
So it's really to give businesses the power to find their hook, to find who their customers are, and to hook them in, to actually engage with them. And as I said, it's now kind of developed into this community of just amazing creative small businesses. And I don't generally use the word small business, because I think it, you know, although it is a technical term and, you know, that sort of thing, the businesses that I work with and the ones that come to our breakfast clubs, there's nothing small about them. The impact that they make, the impact that small businesses in general make to the UK economy is immense.
And
So I think, you know, we've got this amazing community now who we bring together once a month, but we talk to pretty much constantly. We recommend each other. And everyone within our business knows that if they need some help or support with something, even if we can't do that, we can't help them ourselves, we'll certainly know somebody who can.
Yeah. So describe to me what one of your typical networking meetings is like.
So we meet on a Monday. A local cafe doesn't open on a Monday generally, so they open their doors for us. We have 35 businesses come together for delicious coffee. We start the session with a bit of value. So myself, Lucy and Charlie. So Lucy is a graphic and web designer and Charlie is a portrait photographer. We will give some of our expertise right at the beginning. So we'll talk about how to get started with email or how to repurpose your content. We start the session so that people just get that extra bit of value from the session. And then we just invite conversation on the floor. So we have a morning where we have 35 businesses come and just chat.
Yeah.
And just talk about running a business, juggling life and business and family and all the things. And and we're selling out, you know. So we run them every month, and normally 2 weeks before, we've sold all of our tickets. And but it's the feedback that we're getting from the people who are coming, when they say they hadn't found networking that they really felt comfortable with, that they are meeting like-minded individuals who understand all the difficulties and the challenges that come with running a business. And and that's so important and powerful and special to us.
And so the workshops that you run, those are online, aren't they? So presumably the people that come to the in-person meetings are fairly local to you. Do you get people from further afield attending online things?
Yeah, so we do run some in-person workshops. And then the online workshops, yes, we do. We do get a few. We get a sprinkle of further afield with the hook. Because we actually have our own podcast too. It's called What the Hook. And we seem to be getting a lot of traffic from our podcast. So we are getting kind of more UK businesses kind of in our field of vision, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think it's important to have a place that's specifically for creative people to network?
Oh, it's so important. I think I think creative businesses have different challenges. I think, you know, understanding what those challenges are and having somebody that you can share them with. And you know, I'll talk to friends of mine who don't run their own businesses, and they have, you know, corporate jobs, they have proper jobs. And I'll say, oh, this is really challenging. And this is, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And they just don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't get it. And like, And of course they don't get it because they're not immersed in that. Mm. So I think having that platform for creative businesses who understand, you know, creative blocks and creative difficulties, or even things like understanding your worth as a creative, you know, that can be really challenging.
Yeah.
When so actually bringing all of those people together, you know, they then know that they're not alone.
Yes.
And that's a really, really big theme, that, you know, of how lonely it can be to run a business and how to actually overcome that. And, you know, things are just so much easier when you've got somebody who understands.
Yeah, definitely. So, Barbara, if people want to find out more about Barbara Gill Marketing, or they want to find out more about The Hook, what is the best place for them to find you?
Well, we are very active on Instagram, and I also have a website.
Well, the website address is going to be in the show notes, so people can go and click on that straight from there.
Amazing.
So thank you very much for being my guest this morning. The Hook sounds amazing. And I think you're right. It is great to have a place where creative people can network, because we are a little bit different to other businesses.
Absolutely.
So, best of luck with that. And thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
Thank you so much, Liz. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.